our text verse. Then we're going to go back to the Old Testament. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. John the apostle of the Lord lived to be about 95 years of age before he passed away. All the other disciples were martyred. They were killed. Some were skinned alive. Some were dragged behind oxen. Some were crucified upside down. All kind of horrible ways the disciples died. But John, he lived to be 95 before he passed away. But he wrote in John chapter 4, look at verse 24. This is how you worship God. God is a spirit. You know, anybody seen God in here today? Somebody told that little joke a while ago. Well, you know what? According to the Word of God, He's right in the midst of us. Furthermore, if you're saved, He's living inside of you. How about that one? Amen. God is a spirit. And here, there He tells you how you got to worship Him. Here's how you worship God. There's not but one way to worship God. It's God's way. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit. That's in your heart. You worship God in your heart. And in truth, you can only worship Him by this book. In your heart, by this book. That's how you worship God. Any other way is not right. It's not of God. Now let's go back to the Old Testament and Psalms 100. Men's got all kind of ways to worship God today, but God's got only one way. And Psalm 100, one of my favorite psalms, it's a psalm of David. Today I'm going to talk with you a little bit, a call to praise God. That's my subject. A call to praise God. Do you ever praise God? Where do you praise God at? Just at church? You know when I praise God the most? When I'm riding down the highway. Amen. Amen. I met a truck coming down the highway the other day, right up this road. I believe it was Friday. And he had something on top of his truck. And that truck was going just like this year. I thought it was going to turn over in front of me. That was a good time for me to praise God. Amen. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now that's the way I sing. I make a racket, amen? All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Our hearts should be singing to the Lord today if we can't even carry a tune. Amen. Think about God's kept you out of hell. Amen? Amen? Today, while we've been out here at church, people have been falling into hell. And they ain't going to ever get out. Know ye not that the Lord, He is God? It is He that has made us. You know, you didn't even ask to be made. Amen? God made us. Why? Why would He make somebody like me and you? Because He wanted people to know what a good God He is. And if He hadn't made somebody like me and you, nobody wouldn't know how good He is. And how wonderful it's going to be to live with Him. Know ye not that the Lord is God? It's He that has made us and not we ourselves. Let me tell you something. These women that get on, and some men, they get on television. We heard it all this past week. This is my body. I'll do with it what I want to do. It's not your body.
Amen.
There's not a one in here that's got your body. God made your body. And you're not supposed to tattoo it up, dope it up, drink it up, and fornicate it up. It's God's body, and you're responsible how you treat your body, what you do with your body. God's writing it all down in a book for all of us to face at the judgment. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Come to church, glad you could come to church.
Amen.
There's a lot of people in these communist countries would like to go to a church that can't go. That's the reason I said a while ago, you better be voting and vote right. We're going to be like these communist countries. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I lay in my bed every night. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all of His benefits. Think about the blessings of the Lord on you. You say, well, I'm poor. I don't have much. You know Jesus? You're rich. If you know Jesus, you're rich. You're richer than a billionaire, a trillionaire. God's children are not poor. God's just taking care of us. We just got to trust Him. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting. Any of y'all need mercy today?
Amen.
Amen. God's got it. God says, I delight to show mercy. God says, if you'll ask me, I'll give you mercy. I believe it. Listen, I've been here a long time. And I was a slow learner. I have paid some bad prices. But what I'm telling y'all today is true. God's a merciful God. He delights to show mercy. Oh, how He likes to show mercy to His people. And His truth endureth to all generations. Think about this. The Word of God is for every generation. And I want to tell you, some of you are young people. You're going to universities, and you're going to schools, and you got educated people as dumb as an ox.
Amen.
This is true.
Amen.
This book is alive. It's God's Word. It's forever settled in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
It'll bless your life. And if you deny yourself of reading and living by it, you're cheating yourself.
Yes.
You're cheating yourself. Have you had a prayer answered lately? Anybody had a prayer answered lately? Amen. I see a hand or two there. Something that was important to you and blessed you, a prayer like that? Then praise God. Praise God that He heard you. Praise Him from the depth of your heart. Because He just delights to bless you. He delights to answer your prayers. If you've been saved, you're one of His young'uns. Amen. We're His children. We're His children now. It's not when we get to heaven we're going to be God's children. We're His children now. Maybe God has given you something wonderful from some trouble or some problem. Then praise Him. Praise Him for blessing you. This is what God wants from each of us. He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to worship Him. You don't just do that when you come to church. You do it on the job. You do it at home. You do it wherever you're at. We serve God wherever we're at. Praise God because He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. And you can't praise Him too much. This is one of the things you will notice in the Psalms by the different writers. Praise God. All these different writers, they're just praising God. They've got problems. They've got troubles. They're fearful. And they're praising God because God, they trust Him. You can trust Him too. You can praise Him too. God's mindful of you is just as much as He is of Isaiah or David. God knows just as much about you as He knows about anybody else in the world. David is credited with writing 75 of these Psalms. Then other men wrote the remaining 75. But they're all praising God, praising Him for His mercy, for His goodness. And this is one of my favorite ones, this Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Preacher, I can't sing. That ain't no difference. When you just praise God and sing the best you can, God's satisfied. Amen. God can make that old racket we make. He can just turn it around. Amen? Yeah. This psalm is divided into three causes to serve God. So let's take a little bit of look at this psalm. Let it challenge our hearts this morning. First of all, we should be glad we can come together at our church today. You know how blessed you are you can come to church? How blessed we were. Well, I tell you what, if they told us we couldn't come to church without getting shot, we'd be in a bad state, wouldn't we? And it's like that in places. It's like that in places. We supported a missionary in China. He had to go to China and teach English and let them come to his house under the disguise he's teaching English. We had a missionary here the other day. He's wanting to go to Laos. He's having to go there to teach English. He can't come out and have a church like this. North Korea, you better not say you believe or have a Bible in North Korea. You're dead. We better praise God while we can praise God. We better praise God while we can praise God. It's God that keeps us safe. It's God that keeps these doors of the church open. Amen. We should come to church excited. I can come to church. Excited. I can come to church. And we ain't going to be putting on no shenanigans at this church. We come out here to hear the Word of God. Teach the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Sing songs of praise to God. Because God said, that's the way I want you to do it. I want you to hear what I got to say, God says. I want you to get it into your heart, what I say, God says. Hide the Word of God in your heart, that you might not sin against Him. The Word says. So we ought to be glad. And God said, don't you start missing church. I've told my congregation many times when I was in service, I couldn't go to a church like this. But we would have a chapel. We'd go to a chapel. That was supposed to be where they'd tell us about the Bible. It weren't too spiritual, but at least we were there. Sometimes we had services out in the woods on the Lord's Day. I grew up going to church. I went to church in a mule wagon. And I've went in an old 34 Chevrolet. I've gone to church all my life. You know what? It ain't even hurt me, Brother Chavis. And I still need more of it. I need more of it. And these people that hardly ever go to church, boy, when they face God, it's going to be something else. Woo! Remember, this is the will of God for all of us to come to church. That's God's will. One thing that we should all know coming to church is this is not serving God when you're out here. Do you know that?
Amen.
You're come out here to get fed. After a while, the Lord's going to let us have another meal. That's for this old temple we live in. But right now, we're supposed to be feeding our souls. Your soul is what's so important.
Amen.
Your soul is going to live forever. This old body you're living in, what I'm having to look at, amen, it's going to die if the Lord tarries. But your soul is going to be alive forever now. You're not ever going to cease to be. You ever thought about that? You're going to be alive forever somewhere now. And you can't do anything about it. And you got only two choices. God only gave you two choices. You can live forever with Him. Or if you don't want to live with Him, you can live in the lake of fire forever. He's not forcing anybody. But He gave us this book to warn us. How many people here want to go to hell? No, you don't. Yeah. How many want to go to heaven? Amen. Amen. You better. I got to talk to her after church. Amen. I had somebody asleep over there. David said, serve the Lord with gladness. Live out your Christian life glad you're saved. Amen? I wonder, do you realize how blessed you are to have heard of the Lord and to live in a nation where you're allowed to come out and worship the Lord? You understand how blessed you are? Everybody's not that blessed. There are countries where millions of people don't have this freedom. Millions of people live under iron hand. And they can't get out and publicly worship God. How sad that is. So serve the Lord every day with gladness in your heart. And praise Him because He saved you through faith in Jesus Christ. God made salvation so easy. You don't have to do a thing. You don't have to do a thing. Just trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's done it all. He's already paid the sin debt. This is what gets me. Everybody that's ever lived, will ever live, their sin is already paid for.
Amen.
Now, John and Tammy come up here a while ago, and I handed them this envelope with something in it. You know what? They grabbed it. Now, I stand here today. Is any sinner out here not being saved? Would you trust Jesus? You don't see him move that fast, do you?
No.
You don't see him move that fast to get saved. And the risk of going to hell. Next Sunday, preacher, I might next Sunday. You might be in hell next Sunday. David said, come before the Lord singing. The Bible says that the Lord is in our midst as we gather each Sunday. He notices who's here and who's not, and He keeps a record of it. He notices who's praising Him and who's not. Are you praising the Lord today?
Amen.
Praising the Lord today?
Yes.
So let's be careful and attentive in church. Learn all we can about the Lord that loves us so much. The Bible says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God." That's a sobering statement. At church, we're all gathered before an awesome, holy God. Think about that. God sees every one of us. You're just as open to the Lord as if you were standing right there in His presence, because you are in His presence. And God is jealous. You know, if you're married, you don't want nobody messing with your mate. Why? Because you're jealous. Right? God's jealous about you too. He's jealous. He wants you to love Him. God wants you to love Him because He loves you. He don't want you to have anything that you love more than Him, because that's a false god. You young people, better get your mind on something besides what you want. Think about the God that's looking at you, keeping up with you. He knows the best for you. David said this, listen to this. I want you to listen carefully. David said, "My soul thirsteth for God." Are you thirsty for God? The thirstiest I've ever been in my life. I've been thirsty out in the biker field, cotton patch, cornfield, following the mule all day. I've been thirsty. But the thirstiest I've ever been was when I had open heart surgery. I woke up from that. I thought I would perish to death for water. And they said, "You can't have any water." They wouldn't give me any water. I was so thirsty. Finally, my nurse said, "I'll put some ice on a spoon and put it in your mouth." That was the best. Great day, how good that was. I could relate to the man in hell that Jesus said about that wanted one drop of water. I could relate a little bit. I was so thirsty. And that little bit of ice on a spoon, whew, that was the best. Wow. Listen, David said, my soul is thirsting for God. Are you hungry for God, church? Do you get hungry for God? To know Him more? To be closer to Him? Do you get really thirsty for God? Oh, I've been so thirsty for God. When God was calling me to preach, I thought I'd perish to death. I couldn't get enough. I lay in the bed at night with this old book like this on my chest, sleep. I'd say, "Lord, let this go into my head, my heart." Oh, the nights I did that. Thirsty for God. Nothing wouldn't satisfy but the Word of God. Oh, we need to be thirsty for God. If you're not thirsty, ask God to cause you to get thirsty for Him.
Amen.
Get thirsty for Him. Oh, it's the best. "When shall I come and appear before God?" David said in the same verse. When am I going to get to come and see you, Lord? When am I going to get to come and be with you, Lord? Yeah. I wonder, do you feel you need God today on this beautiful Lord's Day? Remember, it's the Lord who made us, and He made us in His image. Think about the person you are. You're made in the likeness of God. Isn't that awesome? That's why He loves you so much. You're made in His image. He made us so He could love us and show us His glory one day. When we walk into heaven, I believe it'll take our breath. Amen. It'll take our breath. We're His people only because Jesus Christ died to save us from our sin. Do you realize how awful your sin is? We're all sinners. Every one of us is a sinner. God says we are. And we can't get rid of them. Only God can get rid of our sin through the sacrificial death of Christ. His death through His shed blood is the only thing that makes us acceptable to God. So none of us are Mr. So-and-so. Nobody's any better than anybody else. We're all in the same class. You're either saved or unsaved. You're either washed in the blood or your sins condemn you. And it's your choice. It's your choice. Oh, how much we need to know this book, live with this book, because it's God's word. Yeah, David said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. We all went to school to learn our ABCs, didn't we? And how to take ABCs and make them into words, and then words into a sentence. We were taught English. I'm still trying to learn that one. Geography, history, arithmetic, and so forth, to prepare us for this life. Boy, it's a blessing to be able to read and write, isn't it, church? I've met a few people who couldn't read and write. That's a pitiful sight. If you can read and write, you're really blessed, folks. Yeah, I've met people, preacher, I can't read that. I can't read the Bible because I can't read. Folks, that's bad.